This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Emily Connolly with me. She's an editor at Audiophile, and she's joining me for the week. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Joe. I'm so happy to get to talk to you again all about audiobooks.
Me too. So which ones are you going to be talking about?
I have audiobook recommendations that are a bit all over the place. They're all excellent things I've been listening to, and we're starting with the Booker Prize winner from 2023, and that's Prophet Song, written by Paul Lynch and narrated by Jerry O'Brien.
And much has been written about that book, including the fact that it has no punctuation.
I know, and I didn't know that. I tried not to read too much about it before I listened, and I find sometimes with literary fiction in particular, it can be a huge help to listen because you have somebody who's doing all that work of understanding what's on the page for you and helping you hear it. Because I think some of the paragraph breaks and quotation marks aren't in the printed book, but Jerry O'Brien does a beautiful job here with narrating it, still making you feel all the tension at the heart of this book and the fear, but not having to figure out who's saying what.
Now tell us, why don't you just give us a thumbnail sketch of the plot?
Sure. So this is about one family. Really, it's focused around the experiences of one mother, Eilish Stack. She's a microbiologist. She has a nice job. She has a lovely family. And at the very beginning, we have this secret police is coming to her door. She lives in Ireland. And it's chronicling the descent of the Irish government from democracy to totalitarianism. So it's a heavy read, but really focused on this one family's experiences instead of getting into the what's going on in the government and who's making these decisions. It's very focused. And I think it makes it feel, I don't want to say relatable, but I think that's part of what makes it such a devastating read, as you can see this happening. It comes off the page. It's just some family in Ireland going about their day and having everything fall apart.
The book has gotten a little bit of criticism because of the way that Paul Lynch isn't explicit at all about what the politics are of anyone. But I can see how that would also make it a more universal story.
She is getting the kids ready for school. She's getting dinner on the table. She's cleaning the house. And meanwhile, at the same time, the rules are changing. People's rights are changing. Her husband's been missing for weeks and weeks. Her son's being recruited into the army. And he's only 17. And you have the baby's teething. And so there's this mix of all the day-to-day things with the ever-increasing pressures. The narrator, Jerry O'Brien, I believe, has narrated Paul Lynch's books before. I haven't listened to any of his works before, but I was curious because he's a male narrator voicing this woman. Eilish is the main character, but he does a beautiful job. We can hear a little sample.
Oh, I'd love to, please.
So this is a part where she's talking with her father.
Okay, this is Prophet Song. It's by Paul Lynch, and it's read by Jerry O'Brien.
Tell me, he says. Do you believe in reality? Dad, what is that supposed to mean? It is a simple question. You took the degree, you understand what it means. When you put it like that, yes, I know what you mean, but spare me the lecture. He looks away momentarily towards the sideboard, stacked high with yellowing newspapers, dog-eared current affairs magazines, the old smile pulling to reveal his teeth. We are both scientists, Irish. We belong to a tradition, but tradition is nothing more than what everyone can agree on. The scientist, the teachers, the institutions. If you change ownership of the institutions, then you can change ownership of the facts. You can alter the structure of belief. What is agreed upon? That is what they are doing, Eilish. It is really quite simple. The NAP is trying to change what you and I call reality. They want to muddy it like water. If you say one thing is another thing, and you say it enough times, then it must be so. And if you keep saying it over and over, people accept it as true. This is an old idea, of course. It really is nothing new. But you're watching it happen in your own time and not in a book.
I think Jerry O'Brien has a lot of dexterity as a narrator. He's so good with characterization, but I think as the narrator, that omniscient narrator, his voice has such gravitas, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot as Eilish is facing so much, you know, it goes from her husband's missing to bombing and, you know, blockades on her street and all of these things that she's trying to manage, and you can hear all of that building up in her. So it makes for a very powerful audiobook. And definitely, if you're considering reading the book, I highly recommend listening.
So we're talking about Prophet Song by Paul Lynch, narrated by Jerry O'Brien. Well, thank you so much, Emily, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
The Last Van Gogh, narrated by Eduardo Bellarini, is the sponsor of today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.